I think the key is, and I read, to try to get us to sleep earlier Saturday night and Sunday night when you're putting the clocks forward, the springtime. And that's what I did, and that's why I have plenty of energy here. Joining me, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Larry Salzman. He's actually director of the firm's Liberty Clinic Project based in Orange County, California. And the PLF, Pacific Legal Foundation, sponsors property rights and economic liberty litigation program at Chapman University's Daley Fowler School of Law, where Larry Salzman is supervising attorney and an adjunct professor. Larry, what does adjunct mean?
That means they don't pay you a pension or health care, I think. It basically means you're a part-timer.
It means they don't pay you a pension and you're part-time?
Yeah.
That's not a nice way to say it, adjunct?
It's very pleasant.
Sometimes, yeah. I feel like I'm an adjunct realtor as well. His vast experience includes eminent domain. We've discussed that on the program a lot, which has nothing to do with dominatrix, I assume.
Nothing.
Eminent domain, civil forfeiture, regulatory taking, land use, and economic liberty practice includes challenges to occupational licensing, certificate of need laws. We'll have to have a show on that someday. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Larry Salzman.
Thanks a lot. It's good to be here.
We're going to discuss his specialty. Of course, he deals with the Coastal Commission. We're going to talk about public access, a little quick recap on vacation rentals, and get into more other details about the sea and planned retreat. But first, General Manager Les Carroll handed me a document about daylight savings time. He read in Time magazine, supposedly daylight savings time is worth $400 million to the golf industry. I don't know if that's nationwide or worldwide. So I guess that's one industry that won't want to change it. Do you, Larry, do you think we should do away with the...
Oh, yeah, I'm all in favor of doing away with it. That makes no sense to me. Well, why would it be worth that much money to the golf industry? Wouldn't people just acclimate and wake up an hour earlier and play golf? I don't get it.
Golfers, we'll have to... next week's show will be on golf, so we'll... There used to be a golf show. Is there still a golf show? There you go. We'll ask the golf show. So quickly, before we get into our topic, St. Patrick's Day is supposedly the fourth largest day, consumption of alcohol day, and so that means there are three other holidays in front. 1, 2, and 3 are ahead of St. Patrick's Day for alcohol consumption. What would you say they are, 1, 2, and 3, Larry?
Well, I'm a lawyer, so I have a question for Super Bowl, is that a holiday?
That's a good question. And let's see. And then they're not actually specifying holiday. They're saying the fourth most popular drinking day during the calendar year.
Well, so, I'm putting Super Bowl in there, Cinco de Mayo, and New Year's Eve.
Well, very good. You're batting 333%. That's a good, that's not a bad batting average. And that would be, that's a very good, I would have put that in there too. New Year's Eve is number one. Turns out they're all holidays. Christmas Day is number two. That's really disturbing.
There's a lot of in-laws showing up that.
Yeah, well, where's Thanksgiving? And 4th of July, number three. With St. Patrick's Day number four, I imagine Thanksgiving and Super Bowl, they got to be right far behind. We'll do a study on drinking days next week. So here you are. We had some, we're going to talk Coastal Commission, private property rights, public access to the coast. Coastal Commission's main thrust, if I may, is to allow public access to the coast up and down, all the way the coast of California. Pacific Legal Foundation's main goal is private property rights. You battle the Coastal Commission a lot. Is that a fair way to introduce it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're probably the most frequent litigant against the California Coastal Commission. Certainly, no other public interest firm has taken them on as many times. And we've had them in trial courts in California, appellate courts in California. We have a case in front of the California Supreme Court right now. We've had them up in front of the United States Supreme Court, and we won a case there against them many years ago.
So you're really the thorn in their side. You're number one. What are 2, 3, and 4? No, just kidding. So the gist of it is, the reason why you are is because they want to usurp someone's private property rights in exchange and for the benefit of the public. Now, you're not trying to keep the public off the beach necessarily.
Of course not. No. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this. We are a law firm that specializes in constitutional law, defending Americans' constitutional liberties. One of our rights as Americans are property rights, and they are some of the most important rights protected by the Constitution. We have in the U.S. Constitution, and something equivalent to it in the California Constitution, a prohibition against government agencies taking property for public use without compensation. And over, we see the California Coastal Commission trying to take private property and convert it to public property without paying that compensation. Of course, if they pay compensation, the Constitution allows it. And in many cases, we totally support public access to the beach, of course. And most public beaches in California are, in fact, public. So that's, you know, that's a whole other separate issue. But what we object to as property rights advocates is this attempt to use the law to strip people of property rights that they are entitled to under state law and the Constitution without compensation.
And so from what I've heard, some of the complaints about the Coastal Commission is they've gone beyond maybe what their original edict was, and suddenly they're morphing and they're going inland, and then they're dealing with zoning. And one of the things that's happening now, and what I want to get your opinion on, is the fact that the Coastal Commission is almost supporting private property rights for people that live in the Coastal Commission zone that have certain zoning that would allow short-term vacation rentals under 30 days. And certain municipalities, like the city of Santa Barbara, are trying to restrict that, which they're able to do. They're able to control zoning. And so I'm wondering if we now find the Coastal Commission and the Pacific Legal Foundation on the same side of the table.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think so on this issue. I don't think we're on the same side of the table because I don't believe the Coastal Commission is really supporting property rights here. They are supporting a use that I favor. You know, I like Airbnb. I like people being able to make productive use of their property. I think that cities are wrong to ban things like Airbnb or restrict them in draconian ways. You can put ordinances in place that, you know, regulate these things to weed out nuisances and kick out the bad actors. No problem with that, of course. That's part of the quiet enjoyment use of your property. Your neighbors are entitled to have their property rights as well as you. But here, the commission, I don't think, is so much saying you have a right to use your property and we're going to support you. They have this mandate, they call it environmental justice, where they try to coerce cities and other agencies to implement policies that the commission believes will help so-called underserved populations access the coast. And really what's going on here is they're just looking at this and saying, well, Airbnb will probably allow low-cost accommodations near the coast. And
which I find pretty funny, try to get a low-cost accommodation on the coast in Santa Barbara.
Right. I mean, it is very expensive. But, you know, perhaps they have a point. Maybe the Airbnbs are cheaper than the hotels. So, you know, they're supporting that use. They're doing it on this, you know, curious foundation of environmental justice. And they're usurping the traditional authority of the local community to regulate its land use. I often think that the land use policies of local communities, including Santa Barbara, are too restrictive and are wrong, sometimes even unconstitutional. But here, this is not really the commission supporting property rights. This is just the commission saying, hey, we have a preferred policy, we think we have power, and we're going to coerce you to do our will rather than yours because we think we can get away with it. I don't think that's right, even though they're supporting something that nominally I like. I definitely like Airbnb because, you know, if they really wanted to make housing affordable, or accommodations affordable.
Promote low-cost housing. And by the way, I want to interject quickly and let you continue, but I want to say that you do make a point that probably it is more affordable in the coast of Santa Barbara than some of the hotels, probably, but still not what one would call affordable accommodations, but probably less expensive than some of these hotels.
Yeah, I mean, making accommodations more affordable means building more hotels and other property that can serve the public. And frankly, that is precisely what the commission consistently opposes. They make it nearly impossible to build anything new, anything of scale. It's incredible the kind of cost litigation you run into if you try to build almost anything along that part of the coast. And so,
and let me say, part of the coast, we're not talking about the first, you know, 100 feet or 100 yards
right
at the coast. It goes
miles.
Inland, miles in some cases.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So, you know, typically the Coastal Commission is, you know, reflexively interfering with the right to use your property in a productive way. Here, it's good to see that they're not doing that. You know, they're open to the idea of Airbnb. But I think to say that they're in favor of property rights goes a bridge too far. They're really in favor of their power. They have people on the commission or people on their staff or people in their constituency that like this use, and they're going to put their muscle behind it. That's a little different than property rights. I would welcome it if they would come out and say, people on the coast have a right to the productive use of their property just like everyone else, and we're going to support it in this and every other case.
I'm sure there are people listening. You're listening right now to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. My guest is Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Larry Salzman. I'm sure there are people listening right now that absolutely support the Coastal Commission and think what they do for public access is good. Mm-hmm. And but I think some people that support it, I guess one downside or one negative aspect of it is that these people on this Coastal Commission, it's not as if they were voted in, that they're county supervisors or city councilmen that were voted in by the public and knowing what their policies are, but it's this kind of unique board members that just making decisions almost unilaterally.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they are appointed. They are. Some years ago, there was a court case that held the structure of the commission to be unconstitutional, and it was changed so that now I think some of the members are appointed by the governor, some by the legislature, some by a bipartisan committee. So, you know, they're attempting to bring some accountability to that. The problem is these terms of the commission members are staggered in such a way so that what has happened over the years, over the past 35 years or so of its existence, is that the staff almost runs the commission, in my opinion, because the staff, in many cases, you know, the staff attorneys or the investigators who look into permit conditions, some of those folks have been there for 20, 30 years since day one of the commission. They've outlived any of the commissioners. And so it becomes very easy for the staff, in effect, to promote, you know, the views of certain political constituencies. And, you know, to be candid about it, environmentalism has a very big footprint on the commission staff.
Wasn't the original commissioner from Gotham City? So the staff, didn't we discuss, was it with you, that there was kind of a political football going on with either a commissioner leaving, someone who was to take his place, and it didn't happen, or someone was asked to leave?
I think it may have been a different PLF attorney, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney, but there was an issue there with the acting commissioner. There was a big brouhaha on the commission. Basically, had to fire him to get him out of there.
Oh,
but in any event, you know, there is a lack of accountability. Not just a lack of accountability, but you know, you have 1,100 miles of coast, and you have one commission hearing per month. And this small body of people effectively have to approve every permit along, you know, all 1,100 miles, except when they delegate to certain counties. It just creates a bottleneck for development on the coast, and that's part of the reason why we have housing costs that are skyrocketing on the coast, an utter lack of housing to accommodate the demand or the rising population that has occurred along our coast. It's a terrible system, and it really needs reform.
My guest, Larry Salzman, Pacific Legal Foundation. I guess I should have, I don't know if I've had someone on from the Coastal Commission. Would it be a staff member? Would it be the commissioner? Do they speak and do interviews?
Yeah, I think some of them do get out there in the public, and I don't, why not?
Maybe they have, they might have like a PR person or something.
Yeah.
Kind of as an aside, because today's guest is not really a vacation rental specialist, but someone texted in saying that they're hearing that the hotel industry is lobbying cities to ban short-term rentals because they are negatively impacting their business. And sure, you know, that makes sense. I mean, it's all about follow the money. Mm-hmm. So what else is going on with this is something that's not your specialty, but we're going to discuss something you called redtaperollback.com. Before we get into that and some seawalls down in San Clemente and Goleta Beach, is it the Snowy Plover? Is that the name?
Yeah, that's the name, I think. Snowy Plover. Yeah.
Plover?
Plover, you're right. P-L-O-V-E-R.
Well, Richard's saying plover, but...
I'll take Richard.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah. It's the snowy tomato. And are you... And so they have... are you familiar with this rule? And I don't know if it's generated by the Coastal Commission or it's generated by...
I think it's another California agency. I'm not terribly familiar with that rule. PLF isn't involved in...
But it's interesting. It's interesting, though, that the public... Oh, yeah, of course the Coastal Commission wouldn't be. It would be whoever wants to save, you know, species, which is a great thing, of course. And But of course, it's actually prohibiting public access to the beach. And yeah. it's interesting that the Coastal Commission doesn't come in and say, hey, wait a second, let the snowy plover fend for themselves. And we got to have public access.
Yeah, you get those kind of conflicts, and no doubt that will end up in a court case. But we have both federal species conservation laws and state species conservation laws, and they do tend to wreak havoc on other state policies and on private property rights. When the allegation is that some habitat for an endangered or threatened species requires that this land stay fallow if it's in a farming area or
right.
be unoccupied, or people stay off the bluff if it's by the beach like the snowy plover. The rules that are in place for the California Endangered Species Act and the Federal Endangered Species Act can be quite draconian. It can really just say, sorry, you can't do anything else with it, regardless of any other policy.
Tell me about my guest, Larry Salzman, Pacific Legal Foundation, Mark Schneibin's Radio Real Estate. Tell me about RedTapeRollback.com.
Well, we've been talking about California. This is really a federal project. Pacific Legal Foundation, as I said earlier, is a public interest law firm. We represent individuals and small businesses who are, abused by government overreach. So we sue the government, and we try to sue the government to keep them off people's backs in places where we think the government's acting unconstitutionally. This is a project that we have, RedTapeRollback.com, where we are using something called the Congressional Review Act. That's legislation that was passed back in 1996 that allows Congress to look at rules that federal administrative agencies, people like the Department of Interior or the Army Corps of Engineers that would be enforcing, for instance, that Federal Endangered Species Act, or any agency, really, rules related to Obamacare, even rules that were promulgated by an agency but never reviewed by Congress, can be submitted to Congress now under this Congressional Review Act, who can quickly repeal those things. And so we set up this project, RedTapeRollback.com. People can go to that website to find and report to Congress and congressmen who are interested in this effort to really roll back a lot of the kind of midnight regulations that the Obama administration pushed through just before the term ended. And we have a view of the Congressional Review Act that allows us to go even further back. So we're looking at Bush-era regulations. Wherever we think that administrative agencies did not follow the law in promulgating regulations, we want to roll that red tape back.
Well, when you said that about the Obama administration, I was going to interject and say, so I guess all of you are Democrats, right? So, but then I'm glad you threw in the Bush administration to kind of balance it.
Oh, absolutely. One thing you find if you're a public interest lawyer defending the Constitution is that abusing government authority is a bipartisan affair, and we have never been short of business at Pacific Legal Foundation under either Republican or Democratic administrations.
Very good, very good. All right, I'll have to check that out, RedTapeRollback.com. To finish up, I don't know.
Let me bring something maybe to your attention.
I was just debating right. whether or not we should take a break and do sure. come back with another segment, or did you just want to add a quick comment?
Well, we can come back with another segment. There's some kind of breaking legislation that I think people in Santa Barbara might be interested in.
Oh, what a lead-in and a tease. Breaking regulations that Santa Barbara might be interested in. You'll find out what it is after the break.